welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson. And hey, what do you say? Let's all go get obliterated. Yeah, this Rock'em Sock'em action series on Netflix was making some noise a few weeks ago, and I came in late as usual, but I had much fun sliding my way through it, and I think you should too. This is just the kind of premise you knew grew out of a half-sloshed pitch session at some restaurant in Hollywood, where everybody's three cocktails in and somebody says, you know what would be cool if you had this typical kick-ass team of commandos, you know, the sexy smart leaders and the brawny man of action and the timid little brilliant hacker and the ice-cold sniper, you know, you get them all together and they go out and save the world from, like, I don't know, an atomic bomb and, I don't know, let's say, like, Vegas. Yeah, Vegas, that'd be good. And through a weird turn of events, they have to stop this terrorist guy from blowing up Vegas after they've had the victory party, when they're all drunk and high as hell on everything from, you know, like vodka to magic mushrooms. But they still have to save the world. I mean, is that a great idea or what? Am I right? Well, actually, yeah, you are sort of right. The meta-cliché team of action heroes is right there from scene one, frame one. And they run through the whole saving Vegas from nuclear annihilation plot at breakneck speed, like in the first 20 minutes, only to find out in the next 10 minutes, halfway through Act 1, that they were wrong. That the bomb is still out there and they still have to find it and defuse it, except they are all, every one of them, way too drunk and too high to pull it off. A clever enough bit, maybe a tad overlong, might have been better as a solid and super fast 2-hour movie, but instead they have to work really hard to make it into 6 or 8 parts. Frankly, I've forgotten. But the plot and the accomplished character actors who populate this thing, they make it work. Oh, you'll recognize faces, if not names, up to and including a guy you'll recognize from the friggin' Outsiders, this Hunter S. Thompson-level drug lover who's also the best bomb diffuser in the world. But here's the crazy part. You remember when I talked about how Violet Bean, rising up from, what, 21 appearances as a sassy young speedster Jessie Quick on CW's The Flash, and how unrecognizable she was in Death and Other Details? Well, here in Obliterated, we have another veteran from one of the CW's other Arrowverse shows, and you'd have to be a cinematic Sherlock yourself to recognize Nick Zano. Steel from Legends of Tomorrow is one of the big beefcake leads here. I mean, who'd have thought he'd look better all sweated up than he did encased in metal? I mean, who knew? By the way, some of the actors who paid their dues with DCEU shows, all vaguely in the same multiverse, are all doing fine, too. The young woman who played Spooner for the last couple of seasons on Legends is Nathan Fillion's new partner on The Rookie, while the guy who played Hawk of Hawk and Dove fame on Titans, well, now he's tearing it up as the new and real Jack Reacher. Not that stubby imitation that What's-His-Name tried to pull off. And in fact, he even showed up before that, way back on Smallville. Smallville, people, as a young version of Arthur Curry, yeah, Aquaman, back before he was Jason Momoa, before he was a thing. Anyway, Obliterated, maybe a little too frenetic and a little too long for its own good. And they went to surprisingly explicit lengths with the sexy stuff more than once. And it gets a little too into the whole penis torturing stuff. I mean, I'm all for full frontal nudity and everything, but boy, a razor-sharp rotating French tickler right there and up there and never mind. Point is, Obliterated has a kind of giddy exuberance that makes you want to stick with it. And given its popularity for a while there and its open-ended conclusion, you'd have to think that we're going to see more from this team. However, we're not. Unfortunately, Netflix has just announced that they are not going to have a second season of Obliterated, so this one series, this one shot, is the only chance you'll get to see this crazy team accidentally save the world 2 or 3 times in a single series. And meanwhile, what are Grant Gustin and Melissa Benoist up to? Yeah, a couple of 100 episodes each of The Flash and Supergirl, but that was then, and this is now. I mean, what have you done for me lately? Come on, guys, come back to work. We'd love to see you. Because otherwise, we're just going to have to go get obliterated. See what I did there? See that? And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week. So come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson. and on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review.